Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 18th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the Morning News. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump's approval rating has fallen to its lowest level of his presidency. A Reuters/Ipsos poll found that just 33% of Americans approve of Trump's performance, while 64% disapprove. The figure is down from 35% earlier this month and matches the lowest point of his previous presidency. The poll also found that 80% of Americans believe U.S. involvement in the war with Iran will continue for an extended period. Only 1 in 5 respondents said the conflict has been worth it. Rising gasoline prices and concerns over a prolonged war are also weighing on Trump's political standing. Democrats now hold a narrow advantage over Republicans on economic management. The findings come ahead of November's midterm elections, where control of Congress is at stake. Another news. Nearly 3 decades after Tupac Shakur's murder, the case is finally before a jury. Prosecutors in Las Vegas say former Los Angeles gang leader Dwayne "Keffi" D. Davis masterminded the 1996 drive-by shooting that killed the rapper. Davis, 63, has pleaded not guilty to murder. Prosecutor Binu Pillal told jurors that Davis organized the attack as revenge after his nephew was beaten by Shakur and members of his entourage. Davis has publicly described his involvement in interviews and his memoir, but his defense says those accounts are unreliable and that investigators still lack evidence proving he committed murder. Shakur was shot 4 times and died 6 days later. The trial is expected to last up to 6 weeks and could include testimony from former Death Row Records co-founder Suga Knight. Around the world, a new threat from President Trump has raised tensions over the Strait of Hormuz. Trump reportedly threatened to bomb U.S. ally Oman if it interferes with Washington's efforts to reach a deal with Iran over reopening the strategic waterway. Oman has maintained a neutral position and is separately negotiating with Tehran. The strait has been largely closed for months during the U.S.-Iran conflict, disrupting a route normally carrying about a fifth of global oil and liquefied natural gas supplies. Iranian officials said they had reached an understanding on a transit route and were working on final details. Trump also claimed the U.S. has a back channel with Iran's Revolutionary Guard, but an IRGC spokesman denied that. With a U.S.-Iran memorandum expiring, the future of negotiations remains uncertain. Another news. Britain and Russia are trading warnings over the use of UK-made drones in Ukraine's war. Moscow has accused Britain of deliberately escalating the conflict after confirming that British-built drones have been used in attacks inside Russia. The Russian embassy in London warned that Britain would face consequences for its growing involvement. The UK Defense Ministry responded that Britain stands shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine and remains committed to providing equipment needed to defend against Russia's invasion. British drones have reportedly been used against Russian military and industrial targets, including fuel facilities and warehouses. Russia says Ukrainian attacks have recently intensified, with hundreds of drones launched toward Russian territory. Kyiv has also faced deadly Russian strikes. The latest warnings underline the widening reach of drone warfare as the conflict continues. Another news, China is mourning former Premier Zhu Rongji while tightly controlling public discussion of his legacy. Zhu, who died last week, aged 97, is being cremated in Beijing after serving as premier from 1998 to 2003. He was a key figure in China's rapid economic reforms, including state sector restructuring and the country's entry into the World Trade Organization. State media has praised him as a loyal Communist Party member, but online posts celebrating his more open and candid era have faced censorship. One essay comparing Zhu's period with today's China was removed from WeChat. Analysts say authorities are wary that public mourning could become criticism of the current government. Zhu's death has prompted nostalgia for an era of faster growth and greater openness, even as China now confronts slower economic expansion and demographic pressures. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.